It's not the kind of record anyone wants to set. The Yahoo Technology Company announced this week that it suffered what's probably the largest hack ever. To make matters worse, Yahoo says the actual hack occurred in 2013, and internet security experts say that means the hackers had more than 3 years to take advantage of the stolen information before Yahoo knew about it. Analysts say even people who don't have Yahoo email accounts could have had their information stolen. Say if they posted pictures on Flickr or played fantasy sports on Yahoo Sports. This is in addition to a separate hack in 2014 that Yahoo announced in September of this year, in which 500 million accounts were hacked. The company says this time more than a billion accounts were affected.
Let's just pause on that 1 billion number for a moment. That likely makes this the largest hack in the history of the internet. This breach dates back to 2013, and Yahoo believes an unauthorized third party, as they're calling it, stole user data that may have included names, email addresses, and passwords. This breach does not include credit card data or bank account information. Now, if you have a sigh of relief that financial information wasn't part of the hack, not so fast. Remember, you can change your credit card numbers, but you can't change information like your date of birth. You're likely not going to change your name, and hackers can use all that information to try and get in to your other online accounts. Now, affected users will likely be required to change their password, something that every user of Yahoo may want to do immediately instead of waiting for that notification. Now, this may put a question mark over Verizon's $4.8 billion deal to buy Yahoo. In a statement, Verizon says, "As we've said all along, we will continue to evaluate the situation. As Yahoo continues its investigation, we will review the impact of this new development before reaching any final conclusions." Even if the deal does go on, it could go for a much lower price.